What do you call a small plot that you might have around the house where you grow vegetables?
Garden.
And what is this food that people here in the South especially like to eat, usually for breakfast? It's white, you know.
Grits.
Grits. And what about the whole kernels of corn?
Hominy.
And a starchy food that grows in Louisiana, good deal.
Rice.
What about homemade alcoholic beverage? What have you heard of that called?
Homemade alcoholic beverage. Wine. Got some elderberry and some blackberry. Mm-hmm. Sometimes not too good. We're learning. Summer by summer, we're learning. We're improving as we go along.
I tried my hand at that several years ago. I guess it was still nice. Good friend of mine and I tried to make some kind of wine. I forget what it was. But we'd make that out of, I think it was muscadine wine.
Oh.
But it turned to vinegar.
excuse me.
If something's cooking, it makes a good impression on your nostrils. You say, that sure does.
Smell good.
You mentioned syrup a minute ago. Is there anything similar to syrup to you, but maybe a little bit different? Maybe
honey. Honey, syrup.
What about molasses?
Molasses, yeah.
Is syrup and molasses, are they the same to you or different?
No. I use only molasses when we have hot biscuits. I don't like molasses on pancakes or things like that. We like maple syrup on pancakes. The molasses is really thicker and heavier and just a completely different taste. It has a sorghum taste to it where the other is maple.
Mm-hmm. What about if I have a belt that's made out of cowhide, pure cowhide? I might say, now this isn't imitation cowhide. It's
leather. It's for real.
Or
the real thing.
Another adjective might be it's genuine.
Genuine.
What about sugar that's not sold in prepackaged form, but maybe straight out of the barrel? You say it's been sold how?
I don't have any idea. I never bought any that way.
Have you ever heard that it's being sold in bulk or?
Oh yeah.
Loose or something like that.
But I'm not familiar with it that way.
What about these condiments that everybody has on the table in shakers? They have
salt, pepper.
If I have a bowl of apples and peaches and I offer it to you, you might say, well, I don't think I care for a peach, but
perhaps an apple.
And what about if you're trying to instruct somebody as to how to do something? You might say, well, now don't do it that way, do it
this way.
What would you say the opposite of rich is?
Poor.
And what about if a man has a lot of peach trees together, you'd call that?
An orchard.
Talking about rich and poor, I might say, well, when I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy.
Had a lot of money.
Or in terms of having a father, when I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy.
Whose father was rich?
You remember that tree that George Washington was supposed to have chopped down?
Cherry tree.
What do you call the inside part?
Pits. Stone, cherry stone too, I've already called stone.
What about the inside of a peach?
That's a stone.
Mm-hmm. You know, in some peaches the meat is tight against the stone.
Cling peaches.
What about the other kind?
Freestone.
What do you call the part of an apple that's left after you eat what you want out of it?
The core.
Is there anything you can make from by cutting up apples and peaches and letting the parts dry?
Mm-hmm.